Among the many new voices you'll be hearing here on Day to Day, the writers and editors of the online magazine Slate, here to share their observations, analysis, and opinion. One of those voices belongs to Will Salatin. He's Slate's chief political correspondent. Welcome to the program, Will.
Hi, Alex.
Will, we've noticed this series of articles you've been writing on major 2004 presidential candidates. One thing you've focused on is their use of what you call buzzwords. Explain that.
Well, buzzwords are these keywords or phrases that the candidates use when they're trying to spin issues or make themselves look good. A buzzword has a superficial meaning, like any word, but underneath that meaning, it has a subtext, a coded message that's supposed to attract certain voters. And a buzzword also hides something that voters don't like. A classic example is the word choice, which Democrats use to hide the fact that they're talking about abortion, and Republicans use the same word to hide the fact that they're talking about school vouchers or cutting Medicare.
The next 2 weeks here on Day to Day, you're going to be presenting your analysis of the buzzwords that each candidate's been using. And today we're going to start with the Connecticut senator, Democrat Joe Lieberman. Recall, everyone, he was Al Gore's running mate in 2000. So let's go. The first Joe Lieberman buzzwords are
entertainment industry.
Example?
As a public official, I have First Amendment rights myself to say to people in the entertainment industry, hey, some of this stuff you're putting out is so hyper-violent, so sexually inappropriate, that's going to our kids. That's what I'm really worried about.
Senator Joe Lieberman, his buzzwords, entertainment industry. Now, Will Salatin, what it means?
I'm protecting children.
What it hides?
I'm protecting children from art.
The subtext for conservatives?
I'm taking on filthy, dirty, smutty entertainment.
Subtext to liberals?
I'm taking on a big, fat, greedy industry.
All right. Now, Will, the next Joe Lieberman buzzword is?
God.
God. Example?
Lieberman loves this word. He uses it all the time. At his campaign announcement, he said, quote, you can go as far as your God-given talents will take you. Every day along the way, I will feel blessed by God. And he quoted John Kennedy saying, here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
And when Joe Lieberman uses the word God, what does he mean?
Well, he means the universal deity, like everyone else does.
And what is he hiding?
Yeah, well, everybody supports God's will. The problem is nobody can agree on what it is.
Subtext for conservatives.
Okay, I'm Jewish, but the important thing is I'm religious.
Subtext to liberals.
Okay, I'm religious, but the important thing is I'm Jewish.
And today's final Joe Lieberman buzzwords are?
Clinton Gore.
The example?
My approach is to return to some of the fiscally balanced, pro-growth, pro-middle class fiscal policies of the Clinton-Gore years.
Will Salatin, what does it mean?
Elect Democrats and you'll get peace and prosperity.
And the subtext.
Hey, don't forget in the last election whose name came after Gore's. Mine.
Slate's ballot box columnist Will Salatin. Tomorrow he's going to deconstruct the buzzwords of Democratic presidential hopeful Howard Dean.